Stephen.
Is that you, Trev?
Correct.
Geez, I haven't seen you for a while.
Imagine if people
been
thought,
a while.
Imagine if people thought we actually sat down every day and did these shows individually.
6 days a week.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, yeah. Inside Baseball.
Yeah.
We're four movies ahead.
Now five movies ahead, aren't we? Is it five?
Well, with this week, it's kind one down. But we just recorded the movie that's going to be heard in May the 13th or something.
Yeah, middle of May.
Because Stephen's getting a little holiday.
I'm going away, yeah.
So back, did you see in the list? Because I don't think you paid any attention to it.
Did I?
I'll be honest with you, I don't think you even looked at it.
I don't think I've been up in that document yet.
You didn't even look at it. I did put in that we should do a three-year anniversary show. This should be the one where we re-rank the movies.
Okay.
Because the 22nd of August
Good
is
idea.
The week of the three-year anniversary of the best movies you've never seen. Three years.
3 years.
So, yeah, I thought what we could do is record a recap.
Great idea.
Re-ranking.
And so would you re-rethink some movies?
Cars more and Star Wars less.
Wait, I hope you give... I can remember the movies you panned that I loved. RoboCop, Glengarry Glen Ross, Risky Business.
I'll commit to this.
Hang on a second. Well, there's one more. Risky Business, The Warriors. You bagged The Warriors, mate. These are fighting
words. I'll commit to this, right?
You're fighting words.
Because theoretically it saves me watching the movie that week, even though I'll still have to watch two or three because we'll be recording.
Yeah.
I'll commit to re-watching one or two movies.
Okay. All right.
The rest will re-rank.
Can I choose the ones you re-watch?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So the rest will re-rank through conversation.
Yeah.
You'll have to remind me of every movie what they're about.
Okay.
But the rest will just re-rank through conversation. But one movie you nominate, I'll re-watch it.
Okay.
And see if I get it. And I won't even look at what the rating was. I'll just give it a rating again.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good.
Is that fair?
Yeah. That's very fair. That's good.
A complete pivot.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do. But I noticed you marked yourself safe on Facebook.
Yeah.
That felt like overkill to me.
I'll tell you why I did that, right? I'll tell you why. I don't live far. We're talking about the Bondi dramas right at Westfield. I live near Bondi. I live in there, a couple of suburbs away from Bondi. Reason I did that is that I have a lot of relatives overseas that I'm friends with on Facebook. And I had several messages from those, we heard the news about Australia and Bondi and we want to know you and your family are all right. But first thing I did is rang my daughters and said, "You're not in Bondi, are you?" And they said, "No." Because my daughter Hayley goes there a fair bit. And I rang her straight away. She goes, No, I'm out somewhere else. And rang Jacqueline, and she was away up the Hawkesbury somewhere.
That just makes me think of Singo.
And my son's in Broome. So I'm you know.
Because what you did there is what Singo did.
I know he did.
Just rang his daughter.
Mate, that is heartbreaking. That call that Hadley on the news the other night when he was ascribing it, was absolutely ripped my heart out.
He just wanted to know if his daughter was all right.
Unbelievable, mate. Yeah.
Fuck.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
It was a fascinating observation from high in reflection of the kind of output, the process, because we sat as a family and watched the news coverage, like the rolling coverage, because you know what? The kids are going to know about it. They're going to find it. They've got to know this shit happens. Yeah. And it allowed us to talk about stuff like, you know what? That's why if we say fucking run, you run.
Yeah.
Or if there's an alarm, you get out.
Sure.
It's a kind of reminder about those processes.
Absolutely.
And things, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But the stuff, they were all there, including Jackson's girlfriend Dakota was there, and we were kind of looking at, we were scrolling through social media and they were talking, we were sharing a few videos we were seeing and stuff. And it was... It's fucking brutal,
graphic,
the kind of shit that was being shared.
Yeah,
and it made me think, your first thought, I don't begrudge someone videoing because you don't know how bad something is in the situation.
Of course not.
You're actually just hearing screaming and running. You don't know what's going on. So actually, it is the instinct of a lot of people. I'm cool with that. I don't mind that. But the idea of posting on social media. So the one video I think is very... a good exposition of what happened was the one from a couple of levels up when he runs out, bloke falls over and he runs out, and then the dad turns around and goes, "What are you going to do, mate?" And he runs away.
Yep.
There was no brutality in that, but it really set the picture for me of the panic in some and the rush from others and the that mum, she was walking away. with the kids while the dad turned around. Like there was a real story there, and it wasn't graphic.
Yeah.
But then people shared shit that was very clearly graphic, and it's like, fuck, dude.
Yeah, I know.
What are you doing here?
That's the problem of social media, is that people want to be first. They want to break the news. Like everyone's a reporter now with a phone and a camera, and when in a situation like this, people want to go viral. As brutal and as that sounds, people are losing their lives, and their thought is, I'm going to share this on social media. And you know what? It works sometimes. And you're thinking, oh, that's interesting. Or you think, oh, that's a bit much. That's become people's instinct nowadays. But as soon as I heard about it, what was I doing? I was at home. I was building a bit of Lego at home in my theatre. No TV. Just had music playing, not knowing what's going on in the world. Joe's rushed in and said, oh, there's five people dead in Bondi. And I went, what? So we've come out and sat in front of the TV. My immediate thing I did is went to social media, straight to X, to Twitter, and which is where all this stuff was being shared, including the wrongful naming of the suspect.
Honestly.
Which I think even was Channel 7 picked that up and ran with it? This Cohen guy? Like, what the hell?
Dude.
That's the danger there as well, isn't it? Trying to be the first, and in this case Channel 7, they think, well, but then, wrong rain.
So just position that. So you got the juxtaposition of just, I think, inappropriate oversharing.
Yeah.
But then the relevant oversharing. So for me, we knew at some point there'd been a single police officer, like the acting commander or something, had kind of come out and said, right, single police officer shot him. Good.
Yeah.
And so you're like, I remember sitting there, whole family on the table, fuck yeah. You're like, that kind of thing, right?
Yep.
And then like hours later, there's that video of that inspector running in.
Hightailing it
and
through there.
Thinking, and then,
she was asking, where is he?
And the next morning, there's a cafe CCTV where you can hear the shots, and it's like, you know what? Fucking wow.
And you can see the time. It was 3:38. You can think, well, that, I know what time that bloke died.
Yeah.
Straight away.
But it's like, she just fucking ran.
Well, that's a job, mate. That's a job. It was just, she did a job.
I think that's...
Brave on her own and had the instinct to do it.
Yeah.
Like, that's not an easy thing to do.
Nope.
And I don't know if you know any, I know from playing footy, I know a lot of coppers, right? I know a lot of them.
Several, yeah.
And they told me that, mate, when we pull our gun out, it's not to wound you. Nope. We pull our gun out, they're going to shoot to kill.
Yeah.
And that, they reckon, for the biggest mass of your body, which is your torso. Bang, bang, bang. And they don't shoot to – people say, oh, why didn't they just shoot him in the leg or in the arm? I said, well, he's got
more
a knife.
Chance of missing.
He's got a one-foot knife coming at you. What are you going to do? Try to wound him? You're going to – he'll kill you.
Yeah.
So, bingo, see you later. And that's what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. We know this is sensitive topic. He had probably mental health issues, and they interviewed his father.
Oh, I think that it's going to sound really weird, but that was one of the most heartbreaking things of the week.
It was sad. They knew he had problems, but they didn't know that he was going to – although they did say he had a fascination with combat knives, like, hello, but they didn't know he was going to go on a rampage and kill people.
No one could have known.
Who could ever – could you ever imagine your child doing that? I don't think that's really – you couldn't do that.
No.
And so that was sad. He said he wanted a girlfriend, couldn't get a girlfriend, And so, look, I'm not excusing this bloke. Like, there's plenty of people that suffer mental health issues, but they don't go around stabbing and shooting people. What really struck me was that the reaction around the world, where this is normally something we see in other parts of the world.
Yeah.
Like, to see it in Sydney, Australia, in the eastern suburbs, not far from where I live, thinking, this is in my backyard. I'm thinking, holy shit. And as I said, I rang my girls straight away thinking, because they often go there.
See, it's interesting because Jackson wants to be in the media, Amanda spent most of the afternoon going, so like explaining the mechanisms of media to Jackson. Like, you know, the reason they've got the little picture in picture is to keep you thinking, I'm going to stay to watch this press conference.
Yeah.
You know, they're putting up videos from social media.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to track people down.
They're ringing their contact
police. How do you find these people? Like, it's a lot easier now because people post shit online.
Yeah.
Back in the day, like it was very hard to find people. You had to use the – I remember, like, I'm talking late 90s, there'd be a report of crash or a fire or whatever. Yeah. And you would go to the phone book and you would ring the news agent in that town. Mm. Or if it was a street you were aware of where the thing happened, you would look up – like you try and find shops in that street.
Yeah.
you know, there was no Google Maps.
Did you see anything? Yeah, yeah.
And you just ring them and say, can you come on the air and tell us what you saw?
Yeah.
Like, that's the job.
It's... Yeah, I did, mate. I was a rejourno back in those times, having to ring, get on the phone, ring around and find information. And that's, mate, I've been in the newsroom many a time during these massive stories where they're breaking and people are leaning on contacts and trying to find things. You couldn't look up stuff on the internet back then. You had to rely on knowing people.
What was the misinformation like on X?
Fair. Everyone kept retweeting stuff. And there was also these idiots that from the US saying, oh, this is it was an anti-Semitic attack as well. Like, it's all about, you know, all that garbage as well. And thinking, you're on the other side of the world, mate. How the hell the fuck are you commenting on something like this? You know nothing.
Mm.
And then people are either retweeting it, thinking, oh, yeah, or hammering, saying, you know nothing. So it's like 50-50 people saying, oh, I've retweet, other people saying, you're an idiot. Shut up. So that was the real misconception.
See, my problem with TikTok, for example, is you don't have the date.
Right.
You never know the date of something.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
And that's,
it's like a casino. You don't know what time it is.
Yeah. And so you scroll through something and you go like, is this new? And so you have to go to the profile and go, that's five, like it's scrolled so far back, it must be old.
Yeah.
And like but the algorithm works because as soon as you land on something and watch it enough, you'll get the next bit and you'll get the next bit. But then the problem is these days, every media outlet finds that one good thing and then reposts it themselves with their own take and their own graphics. And it's like, seen this. Like, give me something new. But
in the case of, I think Seven went out with the wrong name of the guy.
Wild.
I think they were just on their own. Other outlets hung back a bit. I was funny because I had Joe came in and said, oh, listen to this. So I was watching it with her for like half an hour, but then I had to go pick my mum up to go, which went to the footy. And so we were listening on the radio. So it was breaking. Like Ben Fordham came back on.
Amazing.
And
job.
He was sort of cutting into the continuous call. Like Mark Levy was doing a good job too. And so he was chatting through all of it. Like Ben Fordham's a pro, right? So he was cutting in. Oh, hang on. We're going to go to the press conference now. So all the way, it took me an hour to get to the footy. But mate, I heard all the information. It was all accurate, very well presented. And it just gave us a real picture of the enormity of this whole thing.
Yeah. It was wild. For Jackson, it was an interesting education of a big story because we haven't had a big story like that in a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were saying on the Saturday night, you know, around the dinner table kind of thing, you kind of don't appreciate how you feel and you act. Like I said to Amanda, you remember when the London bombings happened? Like I went straight to work. Because I'm like, we've got, it was whatever day of the week or whatever shift it was, I didn't feel like it was, you know, the A-team.
Yeah.
So I went in and we produced, we worked.
Yeah.
And Amanda said, Ben Fordham and Ray Hadley will be on air. And I said, I turned on, Ben Fordham was on air.
Yeah.
Ray was on the next day.
Well, even on TV. Carl was at Bondi.
And then on Saturday night, I said to them, I said, $20
morning.
Carl's on air tomorrow morning.
Yeah, he was.
Because, you know.
Exactly, mate. Big story. You roll out your biggest gun. Like, he's the gun.
And that's not because he's a personality. It's because he's a reporter.
Yeah.
He's a journalist.
He's a journo. Absolutely right. Yeah. I remember... The biggest all hands on deck I reckon remember was 9/11.
For sure.
Like I was sports editor of the telly when that happened, and I remember getting home, hearing about it, and I rang the office and said, "Look, I've just got home. Do you need help?" And I remember the girl on the news desk, the one on the back bench, she said, "Nah, mate." She said, "Everyone's been called back in. I'll see you tomorrow." I said, okay, cool. I end up being in there early the next morning anyway because I had a massive sports section to make up for the front of the paper. But that's the sort of thing that you did if you're a journo. It's all hands on deck.
Yeah.
And that was, mate, that was just remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
You could remember doing that at GB or some big, big stuff breaking.
I mean, for me, Princess Di is still the biggest.
Yeah, that's
Princess
massive,
Di and Michael Hutchins because we broke the Michael Hutchins
story.
That
was on a Saturday. I remember that. I was working on the Sunday telly on the sports section.
Yeah.
And I remember that the day of Michael Hutchins, I think Kieran Perkins did something.
Mm.
There was a Kieran Perkins, did he retire or something? He did something. And there was Michael Hutchins. It was like a massive news day.
Yeah.
Michael Hutchins, was big.
We got the phone calls. It was a contact, someone I still know, rang and said, mate, Ritz, Michael Hutchins.
Yeah, Double Bay.
Trust me.
Yeah, right.
And I went, how do I validate? He goes, mate, I don't know how you're going to do it this early, but trust me.
Yeah.
And so we ran with a speculation and then we got a secondary source. And I remember the BBC or CNN said Macquarie Radio in Sydney are reporting.
Yeah, well,
and that's fucking huge, right?
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah.
And then Princess Di, we were on air again. Fucking hell.
Yeah, I remember that. Because it was 97. I remember that.
I've definitely told this story, but I remember fucking so vividly, given how my memory is.
Yeah.
The old, what we used to call BASIS terminals, they're like computers that just black with monochrome, like orange writing.
Yep.
And they were the wires.
Yes.
So, you know, the wires are just a feed of information from the news organization, AAP or AP. And, you know, they would just refresh. So a new article would come up and it was just, so there was, you know, status of them, health, whatever, whatever. And then there was a double up. The same wire came through twice, and it was from Reuters, I think. It said French media or French authorities or French media have reported or confirmed Princess Diana has died. It just came up twice, and I just went, fuck.
Yeah, it's massive, eh?
I remember, it's a sort of a remember where you were moment, I reckon. I remember I was a member of East Lakes at the time, and I was playing around a comp game. And, you know, at the halfway point, you stop and have a bite to eat, and the woman in the serving the food, she said, oh, look, they just said lady died, passed away. I went, oh, Jesus. So then thinking, I didn't have a phone to look at back then to confirm it.
But
it was, mate, it was, I remember getting home and it was just like all coverage all day, rolling coverage, just like I was with the Bondi, And then the next night, well, a couple of nights later in Western Sydney with the guy in the church. I was actually on air with John Stanley that night.
Right.
And he introduced me and we spoke a couple of minutes. And then he goes, oh, and here's what's happened here. So mate, all up, like I was there talking with him during the whole segment, but all up, we spoke tech in 40 minutes. We did 10 minutes worth of a chat because it was all about this other incident.
Yeah,
and that's news. Like, but I think people Sunday morning, I normally do Luke Grant on a Sunday morning. I sent my topics in on a Saturday night and I said, look, here are some topics, but I don't imagine you'd want me tomorrow.
Yes.
Right? And then I got a reply saying, oh, no, we'll still do you, but later.
Yeah.
And I went, okay. I said, I could do it on the phone if you want, or I'll come in. And then I got a call back again saying, look, sorry, take a rest. We've got Chris Minns coming on. I said, look, I knew that was going to happen.
And it's funny how I think some of the people we work with don't realize our background, right? So Today Show is a great example. You know, a lot of young people work on the Today Show as the kind of producers and things. But so I had a Monday morning Today Show segment, right?
Right.
And without going into detail, it was about Red Rooster.
Right.
So chick from Red Rooster's coming with chips and chicken, and we got a whole segment about that and a few other things, right?
Yeah.
And I text her on Sunday morning and said, listen, I don't think we're going to be doing a segment, but I can't say no until I've heard it from someone.
Of course, yeah.
So I don't want you to pull the pin. So all day, like she's back and forth, have you heard yet? I'm like, no, I haven't. I don't know what to say, but I'm texting as many people as I can. It's a Sunday. My problem is I deal with one person during the week, but it's different staff at night, weekend, so I don't actually know who to fucking call. But anyway, so I'm waiting all day for this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then she texts me. It was kind of a smart move from her. She goes, listen, to be honest, I actually don't feel comfortable doing it. I don't think it's a good look for our brand.
Yeah.
Let me know. I then text them and said, listen, they actually think it's probably not good. Then the producer rang the lady at Red Rooster and said, we understand. We'll come back to you after our meeting. After the meeting, they said, listen, we'll brush it. We'll come back and do it another day.
Right.
But it was like five o'clock in the afternoon. It took all day.
Yeah.
But And then he texts me, he goes, mate, sorry, buddy. And I'm like, mate, you don't have to apologise. I literally – I was just saying –
you're doing your job, mate. I'm
not on tomorrow. Can you just confirm? Like I'm validating it.
I'm the same, mate. I said to Anita, the producer for Luke Grant, I said, look, I don't expect to be on. So here are some topics just in case.
Yeah. Look, Amanda said to me, well, you won't be on all week. And I went, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember like it happens a lot on Sky News too. Like I remember Sky News when Prince Philip died, right? They said, oh, take the day off with rolling coverage.
Yep.
And when we were coming back from the iPhone 14 launch, remember the Queen died the day after the iPhone?
Yes.
So that was, I remember I was flying back on a Saturday morning and in time to do my segment and they said, nah, take the, I could relax. I didn't have to rush home after getting back. So it happens to the best of us. And look, that's the deal. If they had a choice of talking about the iPhone or the Queen dying, like, hello, they're going to talk about the Queen dying.
I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to do this segment if they say yes. But the balance I think people need to understand is you can go too far. So now wall-to-wall coverage, I said, what I said to Amanda on the Sunday was I said, we don't have all the names yet. So at the very least, by tomorrow morning,
that's what's going to stretch it out.
We're going to have names. Yeah. And then there'll be questions and all this kind of stuff will come through. So I knew that this story was wall to wall until Tuesday, and then you throw in the other thing that happened.
One, the church.
So I'm like, well, look, we don't really need to worry about my week because it's not going to be a thing. We're not complaining, we're just exposing the inside baseball for you. That's the cost of doing business.
And if you heard my Tech Guide podcast earlier this week, I actually, at the start of my podcast, just took a couple of minutes to say, look, I just want to just pay my respects. I said, the reason I did that was because it's in my backyard. It's in my backyard. I often go there. And, you know, I thought I just want to just sort of just pass on my respect and just sort of just talk about it a little bit and then got into the show.
Yeah. Look, I think that I think it's just kind of in some ways fascinating when you look back on something like that for people to understand the, you know, how the clock is made. You know, it's tough. I don't feel sorrow because it's work, but, you know, it's hard for those people. I actually texted Georgie Gardner on Saturday night and said, amazing job, because that would have been a really hard,
tough go, mate.
It was Sunday night because the Sunday night bulletin had names and everything. I said, listen, well done. That must be really tough for you from the site too.
Yeah. They were there. Yeah. Amazing.
Because I think, and not looking for them to get shout outs, but it's that you don't realize how hard it is to be having someone in your ear going, we have to go to this because this is happening. Like, it's wild. Yeah, like, it's relying on these people, and we need to rely on them as much, if not more than ever, because otherwise, we're going to be left with just going, oh, I saw another video of a body. Yeah, like,
exactly.
Fuck that.
That's the whole thing about, like, I think we've spoken about how AI is going to steer back towards
the mainstream
media because you can trust it. I think social media has got to that point where you can't trust it now. There's like, so much of that misinformation is so easily spread. And these platforms are not fast. They don't get it down fast enough.
Yeah.
They can't do it. It's so instant. So, yeah, I think it's sort of more power to the mainstream media because, you know, if you want to get the story accurate, then you turn on your TV or your radio.
Mm-hmm.
And social media is just there just to, if there's other stuff to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Mm. It's been a challenging week.
Yeah, tough. And look, our thoughts and prayers are with those people who lost their lives. They went shopping and didn't come home. Like, can you fucking believe that in Australia? Like, just...
It's fucked.
Unbelievable. It's, you know, I lost my dad 4 months ago. He died of a disease. I just don't think I could handle the fact of knowing that if someone else had actually done something to end his life, I don't think I could handle that.
Mm.
It was hard enough knowing that, you know, he died of a motor neuron disease. But imagine a human being actively ending someone's life. And that's it. They've taken his a life.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I could cope with that.
No.
It's just fucking horrible, mate.
I don't know how you relate to it at all for people.
And what about the poor guy?
He's got a baby.
He's got a baby and his wife's dead and his baby's got stabbed. Like, what the fuck? Like, how do you deal with that? How do you deal with that? How do you do it?
Because you can't shelter that baby from it, unfortunately, because the baby's going to grow up without a mum and going to ask who mum is and he's going to find out, right?
And literally have scars from that day. Like, fuck. It's just, you know, let's be kind to one another. Just come on.
Yeah.
If you need help, ask for help. Ask how your friends are. Ask if they're doing okay.
Mm.
I don't know if this bloke has any friends or what happened, but if someone had asked him how he's doing, it might have changed things. But you can't change the past, unfortunately, and it's just a horrible situation.
And look. You know, I called it again on like Saturday or Sunday. It's like the Americans are going to go nuts over this because it's going to be like, imagine if you had guns to protect yourself.
Yeah,
fuck off.
No.
Just fuck off.
Speaking of that, right, just the other day they passed a law where teachers can now take a gun to school. Teachers in the US can carry a gun to school because someone else might have a gun. And that's kind of the mentality in the US, right? They think, well, if this bloke's going to come into my house with a gun, I'm going to have a gun.
Hmm.
And that's their right to bear arms. That's their mentality, and that's why there's so many guns and so many people dying of getting shot and killed in America.
Let's put some light on the shade, Stephen.
How do we do that?
How are those Rabbitohs going?
Oh, yeah, great. Yeah, well, you know what? It's funny
the coach
because
still there.
He is still there and should still be there, right?
Yeah, you've said that.
And I wrote my weekly report on Facebook. There was the day of the Bondi incident. And at the very top of my report, I said the day South lost the fifth of their six games, the same day people lost their lives in Bondi. So there are worse things than South losing a game in the world.
We can move on from
Put it into perspective, going the wrong way.
Yeah.
If you're going to beat yourself up about South losing, there are people with bigger fish to fry, bigger problems than we've got. And that's kind of how I address that. But Look, I think that that effort the other night was actually closer. Like the score line wasn't indicative of the game. The score was a much closer game.
Right.
A lot of Sharks' tries were from kicks, and you know the ball bounces off someone and they just put the ball down. So it wasn't like they were absolutely outplayed. I saw the effort was there. That they competed. Cronulla had to work really hard to win, and they did. So I think that's a positive sign. We've got to remember that Souths have 5 first graders out. Okay, Luttrell's out, suspended. They've got Cam Murray was put out, and that not including Cam Murray. He was HIA first half, our captain, hardest working. I wrote about that. Is not having him on the field is like not having a tire on your car. Not having him is massive. But all these other players missing, all this stuff going on. I was a bit disappointed that Souths never sort of came out and said, look, we're not going to sack him. He's got more time to prove himself. Back off.
Yeah.
They didn't say that till after this game.
They basically said,
we're going to give him more time to work things out. And they've even brought in, I think, David Ferner's back at South now. That was announced today that David Ferner's back as an assistant coach. He was a former head coach of other clubs. So I think Canberra? The situation, yeah, he played for Canberra. But I think he coached Canberra too before Ricky Stewart. He might have been Ricky Stewart's assistant, but I think that just let him do his job. Like the media is like a dog with a bone, you know. They're on this bone, same bone.
Well, it kind of goes back to the previous story, right? It's like, fuck, you've got to fill the airtime.
What else you got? Yeah, exactly right. What else you got? Yeah,
which is tough.
Yeah. And you know, like Dimitri in the post-match interview did handle himself really well. They were asking him the question. He said, look, I'm proud of these guys. They tried hard for me. They did their best. And that's all you can do. I don't think... Put it this way, there's no super coach waiting in the wings to take over, right? You get rid of him, you're going to have the assistant coach as an interim coach. How's that going to make things better?
Yeah.
Like, just I reckon we just say this is a rebuilding year. Let's just call it a rebuild year, okay? We're going to try a few things and just live with that. So it is what it is. They're at least having a go. They're trying their best and they'll eventually get back to their best again.
Might be next
week,
again.
Might be in a few weeks. We don't know. But like I said, there are bigger problems in the world than Souths not winning games.
There are.
Yeah.
And look, Australia's problems are minute on the global scale.
Yeah,
like
of course.
That's the weirdest thing about this week was watching the news one night, 23 or 24 minutes of Bondi, and then it's, oh, by the way, there's a fucking war on as well.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
They're throwing bombs at each other in Gaza.
Holy shit.
There was a drone attack, I think, the same day as the Bondi.
It's fascinating that the drone attack, I just heard drone attack, I heard Iran attacking Israel, right? But it wasn't until the next day that I heard, by the way, 99% of the things were deflected and destroyed. Yeah. So it didn't work very well.
Yeah.
Like, can we talk? Like,
they've got good anti-drone.
How good
drone,
must that, you know, what do they call it? Dome.
The dome, defense? Yeah.
It's fucking unbelievable.
Get that out there. That's great.
It's wild.
Yeah, wow.
Anyway, world affairs covered by 2 blokes.
Yeah, you get it all here.
That's a show you didn't expect, isn't
get
it,
get it
eh?
All.
That
yeah.
last fucking 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Wild shit here
get
going on here.
Get that India.
I am exhausted, though, from it.
Yeah, me too. It's been a big day, mate. You know,
and again, it sounds ridiculous because there are people with much bigger problems in the world as a result of last Saturday. But sometimes you need a break as well. And I think that's my message would be take a break from the news now and then.
Yeah. Have a breather.
The way I did that was to switch off from mainly social media news. So I only get my news from the 6 o'clock bulletin now. So if it's not on 6 o'clock bulletin, I'm not getting it.
Have you set up like alerts for things? Or is that what you get stuff coming to you, do you? Not like me. I turn all notifications off.
To be honest, if something's happening, someone's going to WhatsApp me.
Okay.
Someone's going to tell me.
The only notifications I've got turned on is WhatsApp and messages and phone calls. That's all. And Messenger.
Someone's probably going to say something.
Like Instagram, I don't get notifications for that. Don't get notifications for
but
Facebook,
But we played
Twitter.
Golf last week? Last week. Golf last week. And I think that's the kind of thing you've got to do. And it's a deeper story for another day. But it's like you said to me before the show. It's kind of you got to find a little bit of time for yourself.
Yeah,
you know what? I think that's critical. Whether it's just
great.
To go for
that.
A walk.
Yeah.
Whether it's just to switch off and read a book, listen to music. Like,
Build Lego.
Yeah, build Lego. Yeah.
That's what I do. That's really relaxing for me. I'll get the music playing. I've got to build the Lego. It's really just a really good non-screen activity.
I think it allows you to go, you know what, I know there's problems in the world, but I'm just going to be me. And it's that philosophy of I can't affect or help any of those people. They've got their own networks. They've got a mate. I'm sure every one of those people is going to have family and friends rallying around them. Nothing I do or say is going to be involved. Doesn't need to be involved. So just look after your kids. Hug your kids a bit tighter now and then.
For sure.
All that kind of stuff.
Absolutely,
but
mate.
Broadly, you know, take some time for yourself. It's not a bad thing to do outside of all this drama.
Yeah, I'm playing golf tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
Good call.
Yeah, put it in the diary. You know what? It's in the diary. When it's in the diary and I can see it, I'm thinking, I'm doing that.
I just got an email from the builder who's coming to fix some stuff. She said, it's 8:30 tomorrow morning. I went, Then I went, I had today extra tomorrow morning, next week now.
Right.
And I'm like, fuck, that's just freed up 3 hours of my morning. I'm fucking, let's go. You know, we're going. My mum's flying to Spain tomorrow. I was going to go plane spotting with the kids and watch her fly away and stuff like that.
Going to be out my way, eh?
Well, I didn't realize it was an 8 o'clock flight, so I'm not sure we will, but we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see which direction the planes are flying in. All right, mate.
Right-o,
let's
buddy.
Hope for a better week of just everything next week. And I'll see you next week. Enjoy golf tomorrow.
Will do.
Have a good round. Better be better than last
Friday.
Try my
best.
Fucking hell, wasn't he? Smashing it this way and that.
Might have got all the shots, mate. Left, right, up the middle. Got them all.
See ya.